Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of No Place for Magic, Book 4 in the Tales of the Frog Princess, by E.D. Baker, narrated by Catherine Kellgren, and directed by Lynn Flanagan.
Chapter 1. A tendril brushed my face, tickling me on the nose. I jerked my head back and whacked it on the table leg behind me. "Wretched plant," I said, rubbing my head with one hand as I pushed the vine away with the other. Ever since my aunt had returned to her normal self, she hadn't been able to keep her mind on anything but her beloved Haywood. Her magic had suffered for it, becoming muddled and not quite as she'd intended. The flowering vines she'd planted in the great hall to celebrate their reunion had spread across the walls, engulfed the table legs, and threatened to cover the doors and windows. Because they were too tough for an ordinary knife to cut, it was up to me, the Green Witch, to keep them under control. Once again I was on my hands and knees, bumping my head and banging my elbows as I used magic clippers to trim the ever-growing vines. Being the Green Witch meant that I had a lot of extra responsibilities. Although I was the most powerful witch in Greater Greensward, as well as its only princess, most of the things I had to do as its protector were neither glamorous nor exciting. At least I didn't have to clean out the moat very often, a job I really hated. I was reaching for the next curling vine when a bright yellow butterfly landed on my finger and fluttered its wings as if trying to get my attention. "What do you want?" I asked. The butterfly stomped its feet with impatience. I raised my finger to my ear and tried to listen, but couldn't hear anything.